From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the lines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo promises smoother new Jakarta-Cikampek highway. Poland invests to establish thermal power plant in East Lombok. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pani. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said he would ask the authority of the Jakarta-Cikampek elevated toll road to make the service smoother before it becomes operational ahead of the Christmas and New Year's Eve holiday season. Speaking to journalists after observing the latest construction process of an LRT project from the Jakarta-Cikampek elevated toll road, President Jokowi jokingly said the smoother road surface of this highway could trigger drivers to fall asleep while driving. The president, however, pledged to ask the related parties to recheck the route surface of all sections along this highway before it becomes fully operational in the near future. President Jokowi inaugurated this elevated toll road on Thursday, saying that it would be free to use through the Christmas and New Year holiday season. The 39-kilometer-long toll road is expected to reduce traffic congestion significantly. President Jokowi said, adding, the congestion observed daily over the past 4 years could be reduced up to 30%. Indonesian President Joko Widodo urged the automotive industry in Indonesia to increase the volume of domestic automotive exports. Speaking after inaugurating the Jakarta-Cikampek 2 freeway on Thursday afternoon, Jokowi said that the Indonesian automotive industry must begin to focus on automotive production to improve export performance. He also wants Indonesia to become a linking country for automotive production to friendly countries. According to President, to support the increase in the performance of automotive exports, the automotive industry has received full support from the government so that the domestic automotive industry can increase export volumes not only to traditional markets but also to other potential new markets. I asked the automotive industry for the targets. I have stated that 300,000 in the next 3 to 4 years should be able to jump around 1 million. Its value from $8 billion jumped to $24 billion. Thus, the automotive industry in the country must concentrate on export. We have made Indonesia a production hub for the automotive industry. The infrastructure is ready, the industrial area is ready, the port for cars is also ready next year. I think everything is ready and the installed capacity is still loose so that export not only to the Philippines but ASEAN, East Asia, the Middle East, Africa markets that we have not worked well for our export products. I think we have the opportunity to go to non-traditional markets. Previously, when releasing the first export of Isuzu Straga in Karawang, West Java, President Joko Widodo said that the Indonesian government focused economic development on reducing and increasing exports. This is intended to reduce the current account deficit so that the economy can grow positively. One sector that is expected to improve export performance is the automotive industry. Jokowi hopes that the Indonesian automotive industry can improve export performance by up to 1 million vehicles in the year 2024. The construction of the Jakarta-Bandung high-speed train and light rapid transit will be completed by the end of 2021, President Joko Widodo has confirmed, after visiting the LRT project in the district of Bekasi on Thursday. The president said that the high-speed train connecting Jakarta and Bandung, as well as LRT project, will be completed by the end of 2021 and fully integrated with other mass transportation modes. President Jokowi said they would be integrated with other modes of mass transportation. The high-speed train station and the LRT stations will be connected to Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport. He added there were no significant hurdles in the way of the project, including land availability, the president underlined. The only thing left is to complete them. On the day, President Jokowi visited the Jakarta-Cikampek elevated toll route while also visiting the development of the LRT project. Poland has invested to establish a thermal power plant, PLTU Lombok FTP2, worth 1.8 trillion rupiah or around $129 billion in Sambelia sub-district East Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara province. Lalu Irlan Jayadi, Assistant Manager of Communication of Indonesia, State Electricity Corporation Construction Unit for the region, said in Mataram on Thursday that the construction is currently ongoing and is at 13%. If it is completed on target, the commercial date of operation is scheduled for 2021. The Ambassador of Poland to Indonesia, Beata Stoszczynska, along with the Governor of West Nusa Tenggara, Kifli Mansyah, paid a visit to the project site. They were welcomed by Aji Sutrisno, Vice President of Construction of VLN for the regional areas of Eastern Java, Bali and Nusa Tenggara, as well as Yuyun Mimbar Saputra, General Manager of the PLN for Nusa Tenggara. The meeting was also conducted to reinstate bilateral relations between the two countries over the availability of electrical energy in West Nusa Tenggara going according to plan. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Mayor of Surabaya, East Java Province, Tri Risma Hairini, was invited to attend as a panelist and honorary guest at the International Forum of Women in Local Government in Ankara, Turkey on December 11 to 12. Risma delivered her 15-minute speech that was borne witness by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and some 3,000 women at the forum held by the Women Wing of Justice and Development Party, as confirmed in a statement of the Indonesian Embassy in Ankara received on Friday. Apart from being a panelist at the forum's main session, Risma also inked a sister city partnership agreement. Between her governing city Surabaya and Gaziantep, one of the industrial cities in Turkey, led by a woman mayor. The forum was held in accordance with Erdogan's approach to focus on gender mainstreaming in various sectors, including politics. The police all over Indonesia are prepared to secure this year's Christmas and New Year's Eve celebrations, according to Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD. He told journalists after meeting with National Police Chief General Hidam Aziz on Thursday that the police are ready and people will celebrate Christmas and New Year in a tranquil and peaceful manner. Mahfud said the police would conduct a so-called Operasi Lilin, or Operation Candle, as part of their efforts to secure the Christmas and New Year's Eve celebrations. Meanwhile, National Police spokesman Brigadier General Argo Yuwono revealed earlier that Operasi Lilin and several other programs would be conducted by the police to ensure public security at various places, including houses of worship, shopping malls, and recreational sites. Ahead of the Christmas celebrations, the North Sumatra Police deployed 1,200 personnel, while the Indonesian military dispatched 200 personnel to secure churchgoers wanting to join congregations at churches. Indonesia's martial art Pencak Silat is one of the 15 elements inscribed on the representative list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity of UNESCO in December 2019. The Intergovernmental Committee of the Intangible Cultural Heritage reached a decision on the inscription of the 15 elements during its 14th session held in Bogota, Colombia on Thursday. Pencak Silat, being inscribed on UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage list, mirrored the world's recognition of the significance of the traditional art created by Indonesia's ancestors and inherited across generations until today, the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry noted in a statement on Friday. Kama Pradipta, the Ministry's Director on Socioculture and Developing Country International Organizations, explained that Indonesia has a strong commitment to preserve Pencak Silat, among other things, through spreading Pencak Silat education that not only focuses on the aspects of sports and self-defense, but also on art and culture. In addition to Pencak Silat, other Indonesian elements inscribed on the Intangible Cultural Heritage list until now are wayang, batik, batik training course, angklung, saman dance, nuken, three genres of Balinese dances, and Pinisi ship. Well, listener, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of commentary for today's edition is Aung San Suu Kyi Faces Genocidal Allegation. Since Wednesday, International Court of Justice, or ICJ, has tried Aung San Suu Kyi, Myanmar civilian leader, for genocide charges toward Rohingya ethnics in Rakhine State, Myanmar. The ICJ has received complaints from Zambia, one of the Islamic countries, which reported that 700,000 Rohingya ethnics had fled Myanmar out of their way to join another 200,000 following the violence of Myanmar's military in Rakhine State in 2017. A fact of atrocity was discovered by the UN fact-finding team in 2018. However, Suu Kyi refused and admitted that Rakhine military action took place against the Rohingya ethnic group. However, this is not a structured ethnic cleansing movement as alleged by Zambia. Looking at the process of genocide accusation at the International Court of Justice, we might remember the case of the Serbs who were accused of cleansing up ethnics of Bosnian Muslims in the Yugoslav region several years ago. At the time, the Serbian leader denied that the violence did not only target ethnic Bosnian Muslims. There was no systemic instruction for the violence. The violence in the Yugoslav region of fracture occurred because of military action in the conflict area. Finally, the ICJ in The Hague declared Serbia was free from genocidal accusations. Then, in 2017, the Serbian military leader, Ratko Mladic, was named a war criminal because he was proven to be carrying out the ethnic cleansing. Will the same process happen to Aung San Suu Kyi? That might happen. International pressure on the Tribunal for Violence Experienced by the Rohingya ethnic group in Rakhine State will be very influential. Rohingya ethnic refugees have been accepted in many Muslim countries. They become an indisputable fact. We are waiting for the proceedings of the judicial process in the International Court of Justice. Well, listener, that's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal. Listener, welcome back to Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on December 13, 1945, when blood tragedy occurred in Tebing Tinggi City. On December 13, 1945, massive massacre on Tebing Tinggi civilians occurred. This was committed by Japanese military. The massacre killed around 2,000 people. Until now, Tebing Tinggi civilians commemorate the tragedy as Massacre Day. The next event is that in 1937, Antara News Agency was established. Public company of Antara News Agency is state-owned enterprise that is given duty by the government to disseminate information and carry out coverage which is fast, accurate, and important throughout Indonesia and international world. Antara News Agency was established on December 13, 1937, by A.M. Sipahutar, Mr. Sumandang, Adam Malik, and Pandu Kartawiguna, when spirit of national independence was motivated by the Indonesian youth. The executive director at that time was Mr. Sumandang, and Adam Malik was as editor concurrently vice director. Pandu Kartawiguna was as administrator and also assisted by journalist A.M. Sipahutar. Since 1962, Antara has officially become national news agency that is directly under President of Republic of Indonesia. And the last event is that in 2003, Saddam Hussein was arrested. Saddam Hussein was Iraqi president in period July 16, 1979 until April 9, 2003. As leader of Iraq and chairman of Ba'ath Party, he took policy of secular pan-Arabism, economic modernization, and Arabic socialism. Saddam Hussein was overthrown in invasion of Iraq in 2003, which was led by the United States of America, and arrested by the U.S. forces on December 13, 2003. On November 5, 2006, Chief Judge Rauf Rashid Abdel Rahman sentenced him to death on his crimes to humanity. On December 30, 2006, Saddam Hussein was executed in the age of 69 years. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Dulu saat ku siap mati untukmu, pernah menganggap aku hidup. Dulu saat semua ingin ku pertaruhkan, kamu tak pernah percaya cinta sejatiku. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Kamu lukai, ku tak peduli. Coba kau fikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini. Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa aku berbohong. semua punya hati. Peduli, coba kau pikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini? Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia title: Industry Ministry increases the competitiveness of national small and medium and miscellaneous industries. The Ministry of Industry continues to support the progress of the national small and medium miscellaneous industries (IKMA) sector to be more globally competitive. One of the support is by holding the lively IKMA Festival 2019. Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, when opening the lively IKMA Festival 2019 in Balai Kartini, Jakarta, Wednesday, December 11, said the festival is one of the concrete manifestations of the Ministry of Industry's role in increasing the competitiveness of products and human resources, especially in the IKMA sector. According to the minister, the government is paying high attention to the role of the younger generation through the growth of new entrepreneurs. The combination of quantity and quality in terms of both products and human resources will be an advantage in the growth and development of national small and medium diverse industries, or IKMA. Minister Agus Gumiwang explained there were five things in the activity, namely the utilization of the digital era, creativity, quality products and human resources, promotion and marketing, and partnerships. One of the activities carried out at the event was awarding Startup for Industry Award. The purpose of the Startup for Industry program is to support the digital transformation of the manufacturing industry by creating technology startups for small and medium industries. The next aspect is creativity. One of the efforts to provide wider creative space for the younger generation is to give the Indonesia Footwear Creative Competition Design Award. The third aspect is quality products and human resources. The Ministry of Industry provides facilitation for product development to IKMA. In addition, his party also provided facilitation for human resources development, including certification for barista work competence, convection, AC, or air conditioner repair techniques, and wood furniture finishing. The fourth aspect is promotion and marketing. The Ministry of Industry facilitates small and medium industry to take part in exhibitions as a form of promotion and increase market share. The last aspect is partnership. In facing competitive environment, business partnership cooperation is a strategy to develop the company. Meanwhile, Director General of Small and Medium Industries and Miscellaneous ICMA of the Ministry of Industry, Gati Wibawaningsih, said the Lively ICMA Festival 2019 program was expected to be a trigger for both ICMA and ICMA coaches to increase their competitiveness through competition, facilitation, and certification to transform becomes ICMA 4.0. With this transformation program, it is hoped that Indonesia is ready to face the fourth industrial revolution era. That was my Indonesia.
Kulihat lagi wajahnya, kulirik lagi dia. Semakin ku pandang wajahnya, semakin rupawan. Matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda. Gayanya wajar mempesona, siapa dia?
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I introduce you to Akarena Beach in South Sulawesi. Listener, traveling to a marine area in South Sulawesi province, many tourists, both local and foreign tourists, visit Losari Beach. Because of how popular the beach is, it makes Losari Beach be visited by a lot of tourists. For those who want to enjoy a beach tour that is not so crowded, there are still other beautiful beach destinations in South Sulawesi. One of them is Akarena Beach. The location is not so far from Losari Beach. It is about 5 kilometers southwest part of Losari Beach. The beach is located on the metro road Tanjung Bunga, Tanjung Merdeka, Ternate, Makassar City. The 12-hectare beach is open from 7 to 22 local time. To enter the Akarena Beach, you have to pay an entrance ticket worth 10,000 rupiah for adult and 5,000 rupiah for kids. The parking lot fee is 5,000 rupiah for motorcycles and 10,000 rupiah for cars. In the Akarena Beach, there are various interesting tourism activities that can be done. Besides relaxing and enjoying the natural scenery, you can pay jet ski, ride a banana boat, or make a black sand castle. Do not forget to enjoy the beauty of the sunset on the beach. Listener, to meet the needs of selfies or taking photos, the manager builds a bridge, or it can be called a dock. The dock area is approximately 150 meters long, with 5 meters wide. It also functions as a place for ships used to meet the needs of tourists. Akarena Beach also provides culinary spots, which offer special menus such as Coto Makassar, grilled spong fish, sibling soup, and many others. Akarena Beach attractions are equipped with various facilities and infrastructures, namely bathrooms, water towers, kids' playgrounds, meeting rooms, volleyball court, and polyclinics. That's the end of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you with another interesting topic. Goodbye for now.
Diriku, ingin ku tahu arti hidupku. Hanya dirimu yang melengkapiku. Kaulah nafasku. Dirimu, kaulah yang terindah di hidupku. Air matamu lemahkan hatiku. Yang ada untukmu. Inilah duniaku. Bersamamu. Dan walau waktu berjalan, aku kan terus bertahan. Pelukku yang akan selalu menghangatkanmu. Dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu. Oh.
aku ingin ku berada di sampingmu sepanjang hidupku. Rasa ini hanya ada saat bersamamu. Bahagiaku dengar canda tawamu terangi hatiku. Inilah duniaku untuk bersamamu. Dan walau waktu berjalan, ku kan terus bertahan. Pelukku yang akan selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu. Selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu.
Just listen to the third pop song, and for next segment we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back in Miss Eleni. Today we will inform you about the environmentally friendly cooler box idea. ITS team wins in Korea. Stay tuned at www.voinews.id. Indonesian students regain achievements overseas with innovation in the form of an environmentally friendly cooler box called ES Pod. The team from ITS Industrial Engineering Department won a gold medal and several special awards at the 2019 Seoul International Invention Fair in South Korea in late November. The fair itself is an annual event for research product exhibition, which this year was attended by 635 inventors from 30 countries around the world. The participants consisted of students and multinational companies. The idea of portable, practical, and eco-friendly storage, or ES-Pod products, which is the result of collaboration between students and lecturers of the Industrial Engineering Department of ITS, received special awards from three agencies, namely the Taiwan Invention Association, the University of Malaysia Terengganu, and the Patent Office of Cooperation Council for the Arab States of the Gulf. The eco-friendly storage is motivated by the problem of traditional fishermen whose small portion of the catch often decays before being sold. In addition, storage media that use freon also have a negative impact on the environment. Freon contributes to ozone layer depletion. For this reason, since 6 months ago, ES-Pod products have been designed. Muhammad Adrian Fadila, one of the team members, explained the ES-Pod product has been tested and applied directed it to fishermen in Kenjeran region, Surabaya, East Java. In the testing, this product is able to cool the temperature of -5.5 degrees Celsius for about 10 hours. The advantage of this ES port is the 4-in-1 design. The 4-in-1 practically intended is that first, the eco design of the product uses 100% recycled high density polyethylene material. This has an effect on increasing storage capacity. Second point is that the cooling component uses thermoelectric or heat energy conversion device and ice gel. Third one is by using solar and electricity panels. And finally, the product mobility design that is made refers to the principle of ergonomic product design or in accordance with the size of the human body. Now, the ES port is in the process of having copyrights. That was Miss Lenny for today. Thanks for listening.
Senyum manisnya.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to play a regional song from West Sumatra entitled Tak Tong Tong and Andam Oi, which will be sung in a medley by Elva Sesoria. The first song entitled Tak Tong Tong means a piece of advice to be always careful with life in doing various things, and someone is not easy to believe in other people's talk. Meanwhile, the song Andam Oi tells about someone who has chosen soulmate not to establish relations with someone else. The two songs have a form of old poem, which contains of advice and life. As life it is, and always be careful. Here is Elva Sesoria with the song Tak Tong Tong and Andam Oi. Enjoy the song.
Janganlah buah berapa tenteng, diri saya sembuhi nabari. lagi wajahnya, kulirik lagi dia. Semakin ku pandang wajahnya, semakin rupawan. Matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda. Gayanya wajar mempesona, siapa dia? Wajahnya kulirik lagi dia, semakin ku pandang wajahnya, semakin rupawan. Matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda. Gayanya wajar mempesona, siapa dia?
Now we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at voiindonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.